This is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood, and this is Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and the Apostle Paul, having given us our foundation in Christ, is now moving us with rapidity toward the life that we are to live for Christ. He first calls us to pray for those who have been called to proclaim the gospel with the gift of preaching. And then he said, I want you to know that we who are preaching are praying for you, and that the love of Christ will guide you and the steadfastness of Christ will be seen in you as you do his commandments. Now, he says, I'm going to give you some warnings. I'm going to get very specific. So here's some life takeaways for you. It's in verse 6 of chapter 3. Now, we command you, brothers. Now, remember what he just said in the previous verse. You will do out of your love to Christ and because of the steadfastness of Christ, you will do what Christ has commanded you through us. So what is Christ commanding? Here's what he says. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with toil and labor. We worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that same thing among you, though walking in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ, do your work quietly and earn your own living. Now, what is he saying? He said, well, first of all, dependence upon God is not liberty to take from others. Now, here is a biblical view of what today we call capitalism. In other words, you're responsible by God's grace and his strength to earn your living. And if you refuse to earn your living, you cannot use what other people have earned to live off of. Now, if you and I are in a position that we can't earn a living, then God has called us to love one another and help one another. We will give the ministry of mercy. I mean, the Bible is full of this. If someone can't feed themselves or something can't be done, then leave the gleanings that are falling out so they can come pick them up. Leave the corners of your field that they can harvest them. By the way, notice how picking up corners of the field, harvesting it, that in other words, you still got the dignity of work. So there are ways to do mercy and still give dignity to people who are working. But those who would steal off of others by being busybodies and in their idleness, don't reward them. Tell them this, I'll give you a job, I'm not going to give you money. Here's the job, let's go to work. I'm going to teach you the dignity of work so that you can know what it means to earn your living. So here we have personal responsibility, we have the dignity of work, we have self-respect, not self-esteem, but self-respect, and we have the call to being living our life responsibly. In other words, working to earn the living in order to glorify God with our work. Don't defame God by taking what other people have worked. Don't manipulate other people. Now, if we are in a position we can't work, then as God's people, we're called to help them. That widow, that orphan, that person disabled and unable to work. That's called the ministry of mercy. It's not charity. It's just a ministry of mercy, not the negative view of charity. But it is an act of love that is gracious. But if someone is simply using the people of God in their sensitivity to others, he said, don't reward that. I'll tell you what you can do. Don't give them the money. Give them a job. Because there is dignity in work. And what we want to do is not consume wealth. We want to do work that creates wealth. We want to make money. When we do, we honor the Lord. When we do, God's word, God's reward comes to us that we use it for Him, from which we can tithe, from which we can honor Him, from which we can give to others, from which we can take care of our family. And by the way, all the while, we're creating more work for others. And that is a blessing of public life in the public square. We got some more practical exhortations. Join me tomorrow for another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.